Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to yet again another exciting edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from Guangzhou City in China. This is Radio Biafra, and I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We are here amongst the mist and in the presence of our beloved brothers here in China. China has been very good to us. This is our last broadcast on this phase of our travel. They've promised that they will return Radio Biafra to this very wonderful city, and we are looking forward to the invitation. Thank you very much, if you're all of you who are here, and more especially to our listeners all over the world, wherever you're listening to us from, that we are welcoming you. This is your radio station. Radio Biafra is a publicly owned, publicly accountable radio station. It is owned by the Biafran people, comprising of Idoma people, the Igbo people, the Bibios, the Efiks, the Anangs, the Ijaw people, the Wanke people, the Shekiris and the Urobos. Wherever you are on this planet, this is your radio station. This is the only place where the voice of our people are heard. This is the only place where the voice of our people are being projected to the whole world to tell them what is happening to us, how we are being killed by Boko Haram, how we lost 3.5 million people, how we are being marginalized, both politically, economically, and socially. Even culturally, there is a cultural imperialism whereby there is a desire or a design to impose Yoruba culture upon the lives of our people. We are in serious danger of extinction as a race, and we are here to ensure that that doesn't happen. More critically and more importantly, we are here to ensure that Biafra is gotten in truth and in honesty. The reason why we exist, not just to defend the interests of Biafrans wherever that may be threatened around the world, but to make sure that Biafra is restored to its rightful position. In other words, the full sovereignty of Biafra is given to its people, the same way we were before Frederick Lugard came to the country. Once again, we welcome you. We are in Guangzhou City. This is the fourth night of our broadcast, if I'm not mistaken. On this day, the 11th day of September, the time here now is nearly 5 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. It is the same time past 7 p.m. in London and also in Biafraland. Wherever you are on this planet, we welcome you. Please remember Biafra.co. Radio Biafra is currently the most talked about phenomenon in the Zoological Republic. A lot of people are flocking to it. It is either you like it, it is either you love it, or you loathe it. You can either love what Radio Biafra is doing, or you want to jump through the window and kill yourself. Either way, we are here to speak the truth unashamedly, unapologetically. We are here to seek the restoration of the dignity stripped away from us between 1967 and 1970. We are here to ensure that the voices of those who are being bombed by Boko Haram, those who are being deported by Yorubas from Lagos, those who are being starved until they sell their children is heard by all quarters of this humanity on this very planet Earth. We are broadcasting from China, something that no other person has ever done before. We don't like blowing our own trumpet. We want the work that we do to speak for itself. Our people in China has been excellent. Wonderful, wonderful Biafrans. I am honored and privileged to say that I'm amongst Biafrans here in China. They do not sleep. They work 24 hours a day. They are here today. They have taken excellent care of Radio Biafra. The only thing missing is the transmitter. But they've told us that is going to come. And we believe them because of the way they have treated us so far. I am delighted to say that our dear brother, barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is with us today. And so also is our sister, Chidera Akabo, who is joining us live from Johnson City in Tennessee to give us the news. This studio is well attended once again, and it is an honor to be here amongst them. We welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to all corners of the globe, because Radio Biafra is listened to across every time zone on this planet. Wherever you have Biafrans, wherever you have people and lovers of truth, friends of Biafra, you will find somebody listening to Radio Biafra at this precise moment. Either they are doing so through radiobiafra.co or belierhumanrights.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or peopleofbiafra.org. Later on this morning, we shall be flying to the Philippines. We'll be in Manila, from where Radio Biafra will broadcast to the whole world once again. Our tour of the Asian countries continues, and we are here to make sure that the good news about the restoration of Biafra is brought closer to our people. Once again, thank you for joining us wherever you are. The number to call later on, should you wish to be part of this program, because Radio Biafra is an interactive session, the number to call is +86 156 2505 6882. I repeat, +86, which is the international code for China, 156 250 56882. That is the number to call Radio Biafra Studios here in Guangzhou City in China. Also, you can join us via Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. You can send us an email via contact@radiobiafra.co. You can also join us on Twitter, because we are on Twitter. We understand the limitations for those of you who are here, but Twitter is very much active. All you need to do is to add @RadioBiafraLive. That is our Twitter handle, @RadioBiafraLive. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are. Without much hesitation, it is my privilege and honor to please go to our dear sister, Chidera Akabo, who is in the United States of America, to present the news for us. Please, Chidera, acknowledge our listeners in every country, in every part of the world, listening to Radio Biafra at this precise minute, please.
Hello, good people of Biafra. As usual, I say good morning, good afternoon, good night, because we're scattered over the planet with different time zones. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here, Tennessee, United States. Please stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And please, Barrister Mamezu, our listeners are waiting. Could you please acknowledge them, if you may?
Yeah, good evening, everybody, and our listeners, and our well wishers. Today is another day, and we're here to discuss with you. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Wherever you are, once again, we welcome you. That this is Radio Biafra, the only place dedicated to the unadulterated restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra in truth and honesty. We are here to make sure that the work started by our fathers, started by our mothers in 1967, is brought to fruitful conclusion. That is why we say we don't need cowards, we don't need those who are fearful, We need those who understand that the shame, the degradation, the insult, the humiliation, the abominable acts obtainable in Biafra land is brought to a very swift end. That is why we are here, to bring about Biafra, and we are doing so without fear of anybody born by a woman. The only person that we are in reverence to is to God Almighty, Chukwu Abiama. And it is on that note that we warn that we are here to get Biafra and nothing else. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra, if that is the option that faces us. We know that Babangida and his people think that we can't do anything because we are not militants asking for amnesty. They think we cannot do anything because we are not bombing people like Boko Haram. Those that have respect in Nigeria are those who are armed. Those who are talking about peace, peaceful actualization, peaceful realization, they are the ones in jail. They are the ones in Ezu River. They are the ones being buried in mass graves all over Anambra State. We are saying that that era, unfortunately, has come to an end. We are about to join the party. We know what happened when we joined the party late, when the white man came, and how Nigeria felt the effects of it. We are about to be joined with these people who are hell-bent on exterminating us. We are about to confront these people whose only desire is to Islamize our people, starting from Ebonyi State. They are making inroads into Imo State. Every symbol that you see in Imo State has been Islamized. In Ebonyi State, in Abakaliki to be precise, you have them calling you in the morning from their minarets to come to prayer. If you don't convert to Islam, they deny you scholarship. If you convert to Islam, you have free education in Ebonyi State. Girls are being raped, being pregnanted, being diseased in the process. Our mothers are being raped, our grandmothers are being raped, subjected to sordid rape by men who are not only uncircumcised but diseased men, cattle rearers. That is the lot that befalls us as we are scattered all over the world. We are here to bring all this catalogue of shame and humiliation to an end. That is why we exist. There is no other reason, and we are going to do so. The reason why we say this all the time is to remind those who may go behind our back to go and take glory, like those in Catalonia, in Barcelona. Those who went and claimed that they are fighting for Biafra, taking money from the Catalan freedom fighters, claiming they are sending food relief to Igbo people and using the money to open a shop. We know who you are. We know what you have been doing. And between now and tomorrow evening, once we do our program from Manila, your name will be announced. We are warning you as to what is to come. You have gone to these people to go and take money, claiming you're fighting for Biafran cause, attaching yourself to Radio Biafra to go and take money from the people of Catalonia, by which we mean Barcelona people, seeking independence from Spain, and you have used the money to open a shop. Some of you have kept very quiet. No wonder when we talk about Spain, you keep very, very quiet because of the money you're getting from the Catalan freedom fighters. Your era of shame, your era of stealing has come to an end. We told all of you that here at Radio Biafra, we expose every evil. If there is something we have done ourselves, members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, please bring it to public attention. Do not call me in private. You are free to call our number on the air and air your grievances. The number to call, should you wish to do so, is +861 562 505 6882. I repeat, +861 562 505 6882. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Chidera, could you kindly give us the news headlines today and the accompanying news summary on this day, the 11th day of September in the year of our Lord 2013? Please go ahead.
The news headlines. Igbo political prostitute Dr. Ezeifet, why Nigeria must remain united. General Babangida may pull out of talk over Asari Dokibo's threat. Gunmen kill four in Plateau. Chief Anemi tells President Jonathan to state his 2015 ambition now. Northern leaders say Niger Delta youth leader cannot threaten Atiku. Now the news in detail. We are toying with God's design, says Ezeifet. Our country is blessed. climate, no extremes, no tornadoes, no hurricanes. The geographical structure of Nigeria is very stable, no volcanoes and no earthquake. There are abundant material resources in flora and fauna. The ones we know already are surplus. There are many we have not yet discovered. Our country is a great country, designed by Almighty God Himself for unsurpassed greatness. Our country is the largest concentration of blacks on the face of the earth. This is our gem of a country, but we are toying with it, playing with fire. North is beautiful. Northern people are great. Same can be said of South, East, and West. Is it not God's intention that Nigeria should be a rallying point and big brother to all blacks on earth? Man should not mess up God's design. It is the manifest destiny of Nigeria to raise the dignity and respect of Nigeria. I believe to develop into a superpower to raise the dignity and prestige of black and African persons of this world is the manifest destiny of Nigeria. It is time to stop toying with our great luck in having a most endowed country in the world. Time to take necessary action to ensure the permanence of one Nigeria. Time to focus on economic development, the only measure of power known to the world. Time to turn away from various divides, tribalism, religiosity, geographical and other negative divides. Today, our country is threatened. Foreign countries are predicting our disintegration and we appear callously to be acting out their script. The ongoing peace talks on the crisis rocking the People's Democratic Party may suffer a setback following plans by ex-president Ibrahim Babangida to pull out of mediation over threats from a former Niger Delta warlord, Mujahideen Asare Dokubo. General Babangida was alleged to have described Asare Dokubo's threats as insulting to eminent leaders on the seven-man panel headed by ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo. Asare Dokubo at the weekend threatened violence should President Jonathan be stopped from contesting in 2015. There was, however, pressure on General Babangida last night to have a rethink. Also, barring last-minute change of mind, some members of the Kaubaje faction of the PDP may be expelled from the party by the Bamanga Toko faction. The Toko faction may dissolve state executive committees of PDP in five states and hand the party structures to those loyal to President Jonathan. Four persons have been killed during an attack on two villages in Lantang South local government area of Plateau State by gunmen suspected to be Fulani mercenaries. It was gathered that the attackers who came through Yemani in Shendam local government raised the two villages, Kakashi and Barak. The chairman of Taro community in Wase local government jungle, Loh Dot, confirmed the incident yesterday while speaking with a correspondent in Jos, the state capital. Lodot said four people were killed, while all the houses in the two villages were burnt down. He said the attackers later fled through Taraba State, adding that the casualty figure would have been high if not that the people had deserted the villages when they had rumor of an impending attack. A resident who did not want his name in print said the attackers stormed the villages simultaneously with sophisticated weapons while shooting everything on sight. President Goodluck Jonathan is to decide his political future at the end of this month if he accepts a piece of advice from a party chairman at the banquet hall of the State House, Abuja. He said that taking such a decision was necessary towards giving the party a proper direction. Against the threats by some Niger Delta militants to declare former Vice President Atiku Abubakar a persona non grata in the region following the ongoing crisis in the People's Democratic Party, Niger Delta youth leader Comrade Timmy Frank has dismissed the threat as empty and falling flat of common sense. Reacting to the position of former warlords under the aegis of Leadership, Peace and Cultural Development Initiative, who met the threat at the weekend, Comrade Frank said the position depicted the ignorance of the group and only showed total lack of understanding of the crisis in the PDP. The youth leader said it was wrong for the group to declare Atiku, or indeed any northerner and Nigerian involved in the current crisis, a persona non grata, as the issue at stake was purely a party matter that should be devoid of tribal, ethnic, religious, or regional sentiments. This is the news we're bringing you today, 10th of September, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We are very, very thankful and grateful that we had no interruptions, no loss in transmission, and that everything went very fine as you gave us the news. Thank you for that. That was our dear sister Chidera giving us the news from Johnson City in Tennessee, United States of America. It is rather very sad, as you may have noticed, my voice is not as high pitched as it used to be, because I am saddened, deeply saddened, that a man that was once regarded as a voice of reason, a man that was once regarded as somebody you could make use of his advice and his words, and somebody whom we all regarded as being slightly reasonable and sensible, has now turned 360 degrees and made a full U-turn to begin to speak like the fools that inhabit the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It doesn't give me pleasure or joy to speak in these terms about Dr. Ezeife, but he has reduced himself so low that he is now being regarded as a political prostitute. He is a harlot in political terms, jumping from one bed to another, looking for the crumbs that will fall off the table. These are the men responsible for our plight. These are the sort of people that we must sweep away from our land if we are serious about restoring Biafra. What this man is saying beggars belief. I don't know if he's playing with our intelligence. I don't know if these people actually think that because they are bereft of ideas, because they lack focus and attention, because they lack the rudimentary knowledge to build a nation, they think that every other person is a fool. Dr. Ezeife is telling us, he was the once the governor of Anambra, is that correct? Under Abacha. He is telling us that we are toying with God's design. This man is telling us that Nigeria is God's design. This evening, we are going to take time to lecture this man, to tell him that those who have now come out to lead the affairs of Biafra are not only men of integrity, women who are dependable, but also people who are highly educated. This evening, if Dr. Ezeife is listening, or his friends, or his family, or his children, they will relay this news to him and try to bring to his attention the vacuousness of his reasoning, the emptiness of the ideology he's proposing, and the utter foolishness of his utterances. This man is telling us that our country is blessed. That country he's referring to is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Where rightly he pointed out there are no extremes in terms of tornadoes, no hurricanes. I asked him, have you been to the northern part of the country? In the afternoon, the temperature soars nearly 55 degrees in the afternoon. You are baked alive. We may not have tornadoes, we may not have volcanoes, we may not have earthquakes, but my goodness me, if you go to Maiduguri, we have flies. Ejiji. House fly, it is a disaster to me if it is not to him. I cannot be in the same country with such people. My dear Dr. Ezeife, he is telling us that the geographical structure of Nigeria is very stable. There are abundant mineral resources, the ones we know and the ones we do not know. Our country is a great country designed by Almighty God. This is blasphemy if there is one unsurpassed in greatness. Yes, I agree. Nigeria is unsurpassed in greatness, in the greatness of corruption at unimaginable scale, the greatness in the selling of children, the greatness in the raping of a five-year-old to death only 2 days ago. They are great in appointing people who are natural-born criminals to be their leaders. Babangida is one of them. This is a country that is so great that three ex-leaders combined to front Boko Haram. Yet this country is great. A country where there is no electricity, yet they produce oil and gas. A country where there is no electricity, there is coal and wall-to-wall sunshine. Ezeife does not know you can generate electricity by the power coming from the sun. He doesn't know you can convert coal into electricity. Ezeife does not know that you can use anything, any derivative of crude oil you want to use to burn to generate power. He doesn't know you can use liquefied natural gas to fire a power station to give people light. I am struggling to understand if Dr. Ezeife is learned enough to understand the meaning of the word greatness. He's telling us Nigeria is great, as most of these people who have been washed through youth service in Nigeria will tell you, our country is great. Yet you cannot find money to feed Your country is great. You're a graduate, you cannot find a job. Your country is great. You can't even drive on good roads. Ezife must be made to understand the foolishness of his utterances this evening, or this morning, wherever we are. He is calling Nigeria God's creation. Ezife does not know, so I shall educate him. How you know what God created is that you cannot trace the origin of it. You cannot. The origin of God's creation is a mystery to man. That is how you know what God created. In case Dr. Ezife does not know, Nigeria as a corporate entity came into existence in 1914. It's expiring next year. Does Ezife, is he now telling us that Frederick Lugard, the Scottish man that conquered, that came and took 5,000 volunteers that he referred to as the West African Frontier Force, that came and conquered and overran all the whole country and formed Nigeria? Ezife is today confirming what Europeans have long suspected, that Africans see European white people as God. In case Ezife has forgotten, he's an Igbo man, so we'll lecture him. The reason, what we call God is Chukwu Okike Chineke, the creator. It is only the creator that can create a nation, and you can never, ever, ever in your life trace the origin of a nation, or even the people that formed it. Anybody who wants to challenge me can come on the air and repudiate what I'm saying. They'll use America as an example, and then we shall educate them about things they don't know. We'll come to that in a minute. But we're waiting for them. Because here on Radio Biafra, when we discuss an issue of this magnitude, we leave the trapdoor open for those who will be foolish enough to buy into it. They come in and then we enlighten them even the more. Let them come up with the idea of America, then we'll tell them what they don't know. Let's concentrate on this man first of all. This is the second fool of this age that is coming from Anambra State talking nonsense. The first is Professor Nwabeze. I think it is about time that we brought this man to judgment of some sort. And we'll start by making sure that every Anambra association in the world write to this man from Anambra to tell them to stop talking this type of nonsense in the public. They are humiliating us. First, we had Nwabeze, now this man. Telling the world, this man is, when he speaks, people will listen. How Nigeria is God's creation defeats me. I want somebody to come on air this evening and tell us how Nigeria was created by God. How is it possible that a country that was founded fraudulently, based on fraud, a country where every living, serving head of state has looted the treasury? Babangida is a murderer. A blatant open killer of journalists. He killed Elegiwa. Buhari is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, killing Igbo people. Yet this man is here telling us today about the greatness of one Nigeria. This is what he's saying. It is the manifest destiny of Nigeria to raise the dignity and respect of Nigeria. I believe to develop into a superpower. You need electricity to be a superpower, for goodness sake. You need light and jobs for your people. Come to China and see what they have done. A communist system running a capitalist economy. Come and see what they have done. There is light here. Ezife is speaking. Right now, he is under the cover of generator. Buzzing away. Like one giant mechanical mosquito that you can't get rid of. Sometimes I wonder and I ask God, how did you create these people? Which planet did they come from? They went to the same school that Europeans went to. They have learned nothing. How you know where God created is because you cannot trace the origin of it. You can't say the day that Alibo was created. You cannot say that. Nobody can say the day the Hausa people were created. But we can give you the exact second that Frederick created Nigeria. Frederick Lugard, in case Ezife is suffering from inferiority complex, He doesn't know who he is. Frederick Lugard is a human being, and so am I. But I cannot assume the position of God by creating a country. You can found it, you cannot create it. That is what this man is making us to understand. He is telling us that today our country is threatened by foreign countries like the USA predicting our descent. They listen to Radio Biafra, of course. They will refer to us, but they will not give us the credit. That is their business. Foreign countries are predicting our disintegration, and we appear callously. Listen to where he's referring to us, all of us here in this room and those around the world. This is what Ezefe has to say about us. That we appear callously to be acting out their script because we told him that we don't want to let the Americans down. We said for the past 2 days running that we don't want to disappoint Americans. We love them. Let us make sure that Nigeria does not survive 2015. And now this is what he's saying. They listen to Radio Biafra and they respond. And they must respond. Because we are doing the work of God, not his own God. This man is indeed a political harlot, as they have labeled him. He is without shame. He is without honor. He is without integrity. This is an elderly man. That is something we used to say where we come from. Have you heard of that before? Unanugi ambo?
Yes.
Okay. I am sorry to say that why these men keep coming from Anambra, I don't know. Talk so much nonsense. Unbelievable. Rubbish they speak. Professor Ben Wabeze. And now this one again. Ezefe. All he's asking for is a few bit of crumbs from the master's table. This idiot is in Anambra State. They take oil from Agulade and sell. He has no share in it. He will run and be begging them. If you're looking for any proof, when white people say that, when you know in this country, they sometimes they see they, some. You've been complaining to me that they show us climbing trees naked. Is that correct? They are doing so because of the lack of Ezefe. Because when they read what this monkey has just said, indeed, no human being can say this. If you claim you went to school, Nigeria is God's creation. Is it?
No.
We'll enlighten him. He is saying, accusing Radio Biafra and listeners of Radio Biafra that we appear to be callously acting out the script written by the Americans. That's what he's saying to us. And we reiterate that we love the Americans. May they predict more, please. We can't let them down. America cannot save Nigeria anymore. It's too late. Neither will Britain save Nigeria. Nigeria is destined for disintegration. And it must disintegrate. That's what we owe it. He is saying that our country, this beloved country of his, their people must wake up. He's asking you to wake up as one Nigerians. We are telling him, yes, we have woken up, but as Biafrans, not as Nigerians. When the wind comes, it will blow him away. They are begging Babangida not to pull out of talks because Asare Dokobo threatened them. I told the people the other day that when a freedom fighter speaks, you will know. People respond to it. Look at everybody up to Babangida threatening he will not attend meeting because of what Dokobo said. Have they done this thing when it was Ricky speaks before? I have nothing more to say on that. Nemesis is now catching up with the people of Lantang. Do you know where Lantang is? It's in Plateau State. They provided the entire officer corps that fought the war against Biafrans. The officer corps that fought the war. The main commanders of the infantry that fought the war came from this region of Plateau State. Today, do you know what is happening to them? As they are chasing us all over the world to go home, they are chasing them with machete and guns and grenade, killing them. That is where Gowon comes from. Anybody that I have been telling you people, anybody that rises against Biafrans, they will get their comeuppance. Anybody that rose against our people, if you are using the name of Biafra to steal and to cheat, anything you're doing that is detrimental to the survival of the Biafran people, God will surely punish you. Today, do you know where Gowon is? It's in the south of France. Not in his village. We are not the ones chasing him. The people chasing him are those he served, those he killed for, the Hausa Fulani people. They are taking over his village. That is punishment enough for him. PDP is holding a party in government house. They call it a banquet hall of the state house, PDP. I wonder sometimes. I wish that the sort of education some of us have been exposed to, that a lot of people will also have that type of education so they can understand. It's like in England, Conservative Party having a banquet at Downing Street. They will sack the entire government, including the Prime Minister. You don't bring party politics to the heart of government. You don't do that. But in Nigeria, anything goes. The northern leaders are still crying because of what our dear brother, Sare Dokobo, said. They are still crying over it, saying that northern leaders are being threatened. Do you know why they are worried? They are worried because they know that Atiku cannot go to Niger Delta anymore. Because these boys will do what they said they will do. Our own nobody has monopoly of violence. We are watching what they are doing. If they continue this way, then we'll be forced to react. For over 10 years, the same comment, the same nonsense. I asked them to go and borrow a leaf from Nelson Mandela. His last speech he made before he went to jail. We have been talking about peaceful freedom for many, many years. Nothing has happened. It's time now to change the game and confront our enemies. And that's why we are here. To confront them in whatever way, in whatever guise they want it. Those are our news today and accompanying analysis that this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are listening to us from. Our number to call, should you wish to join us, is +86156250568882. I repeat, +86156250568882. I will go to Barrister Mamezu, who will give us his opinion, his understanding of what we are presenting, and of course offer us his esteemed opinion on these very issues we have raised. Please, Barrister, we are waiting.
Yes, thank you, Director. Thank you, Chidera, for the news. And those my brothers with you there, thank all of you for today's discussion. First of all, let me take the issue with Babangida, who says that what the youth of Delta... Dokobo, what Asare Dokobo says is very offensive, and that's why he's trying to pull out from the peace talk in going to meet up with Obasanjo and all the rest of it. They thought that they can bribe Asare Dokobo. The guy cannot be bought. Babangida should save his energy. Why is Asare's comment very offensive to him when Buhari says that if Goodluck Jonathan goes into power, he will make Nigeria ungovernable for him? And that's exactly what has been doing since he brought in Boko Haram. Did anybody say that what Boko Haram is condemnable? I mean all the Biafrans, all the Igbo people who are sharing money with all governors. Has anybody ever come to condemn the Boko Haram despite the killings? Our people have been fried, killed like flies. This is whatever his name is, suffering from leprosy. He did not make any comment then. Now he's seen that the end of Nigeria is near. He's telling us that Nigeria is a beautiful country. He's tantalizing the northerners. He's making them to hold on tenaciously what they are holding on to, telling them the resources we have and the unknown ones. He's making these people not to go. This is, if I don't know how much they have given him, although they have called him a prostitute. I don't know whatever prostitute is, whether it's for prostitute or for men or for money, whichever it is. He's telling us how beautiful Nigeria is. Therefore, and he also calling for a conference. So he is confusing himself. He wants a conference where we will decide what happens. And then he's saying that we should not separate. And then having a go at Radio Biafra, we are making comments and trying to egg people on in order to cause trouble. one thing certain is that we are happy. They are all listening to Radio Biafra. Asare Dokubo and all the Ijo youth have threatened. We don't need to threaten because we are in court. Director, we are coming with a legal point of view. We are coming with diplomacy. We are coming with our transmitter. We are also coming by force. Whichever they prefer, we'll be there to give it to them. We cannot say we are going to preach peace, 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 because we ain't going to go anywhere with it. When is this judge who is holding our case, when is he resuming back to his seat? We don't know.
I don't know.
The case the case has been lying in abeyance. We are not even talking about our legal position anymore. So everywhere just kept quiet as if we are sleeping. We are not sleeping, Judge Shuaibu. Whether you are in south of France or you are in eastern side of France, make hay while the sun is shining. Because very soon, we take away that particular jurisdiction. By the way, the opposite, the Yoruba has told him that he's not capable of holding that particular jurisdiction. Instead of quarreling with them, that his own position to decide. But he hasn't decided yet. He will better make hay while the sun is shining. Asare Dokubo will not be bribed. How I wish our people are as firm, courageous, and very, very steadfast to bulldoze whoever is on the way. But our new campaign will suppress, remove, and of course, antagonize anybody that is on our road. That is the few points I want to make, but let me finish up with this one. If the Obasanjo and Babangida them are not worried about this Asare Dokubo business, let them do their wish. If they are not worried about going to meet him, what are they talking to him about? Just to bribe him. The guy will not accept any bribery. If they are worried, let them talk and say this is the reason. Because certainly...
Succinct and very brief and straight to the point. Do we have anybody here, any esteemed Biafran who is here, who has something to contribute, an opinion to offer regarding what we are covering this evening? Is there anybody who wishes to comment on what we are presenting, please? Anybody? Yes, please, give the microphone to say, speak your mind. This is your radio station. Speak your mind, please. Go ahead.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidi Eka. I hail from Amere, in Europe East, local government area, Imo State. I want to comment on Dr. Ezife.
Yes.
On his comments. You see, I don't know why...
Raise your voice, speak directly into the microphone, please. Go ahead.
I don't know why our evil politicians, especially those elderly ones, I don't know why they always talk of this one Nigeria of a thing. You know, in the past, I read Governor Okorocha made a statement that he is a Nigerian first before an Igbo.
Yeah. Can you speak directly into the microphone the way you hold it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Better. Your voice is okay. Raise your voice, please.
So, like I was saying, Okorocha made a statement before that he is a Nigerian before an Igbo. So, now, this Ezife have said this one again, and he's been saying this. So, my question is, they have been bought anyway. I feel this man has been bought because... if you see the way he reasons, the way he talks, you can see that as an elderly statesman, they might feel that he
speak directly into the center of the microphone, please, directly into the center, and you raise your voice. Your voice is low. That is the reason why.
Okay, what I'm trying to say
that's
is this:
better. Yes,
that Ezife has been bought. He's not saying his own mind because I could remember last week or earlier this week, he went for a meeting with the Hausas. And then shortly after that, he's speaking this now. I think he's a kind of agent. So that's how I see it. Thank you.
Yeah, but our concern is, why does this happen all the time? Why does it keep happening all the time? Why don't they learn? What is it about Nigeria that makes these people to act so foolishly? What is wrong with them? Why can't they see that there's something wrong in a place where their own daughters are selling their children because of hunger? Why? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is McDonald Amwefulo Okeye. I'm from Ulineha, Lugu government area. Who has no honor. Really, I don't know whether he's a medical doctor or a native doctor. So we don't have to expect anything. The only thing is, my fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, let us come. Let us forget Nigeria, Biafran or Igbo politicians. They cannot help us out. They are there in Abuja collecting envelope and Ghana must go. And they will be defending their Ghana must go. The Hausa people will always use them because they know they will use them to disrupt whatever we want to do. Let us ordinary people, wherever we are, we come together, we reason together, get this transmitter, get ready to go and fight them. The thing is heating up in that zoo. And that is why they are consulting those people that we can hear their voice, telling them what to do. He is not saying this on his own. People told him what to do.
That is
and
correct.
He come on the air and say it.
That is true.
On the media.
Yeah.
It's not that he's saying his mind. And that is one problem with them. You give them 10 million, they sell their but Esau, there must be always be Esau. Let them say they are right, but we Jacobs, we must be on top. Let us not lose hope.
We got the secretary pregnant. I didn't know that. Thank you for that very marvelous piece of news. That is the type of men that we have. Maybe, I don't know. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is once again Onukwu Tochukwu. Director, if you can remember one certain time about this Chukwuemeka, he was saying that Goodluck Jonathan, it is time that you give arms to Igbo people. Which
correct.
I called, I told you that this man is, I'm very, very ashamed of this man because he don't have to be saying all this, have to come out with action. If you know you are an elder to us, if you have to come out with action and look at it now, what he's saying, I'm very, very disappointed with this man. And I don't, well, I'm calling out all the Ibia fans because this fight now is for we young people. It's for we youth. We don't have to sit down with watching these people to keep on fooling us. We have to do something. Chukwuemeka, if you are disappointed, you have disappointed us. You have disappointed us. Well, I don't want to speak much about him. I only want to comment on Asare Dokubo, my dear brother. I love you so much. Babangida is now talking about Asare Dokubo. Where were him when his brother was threatening to make Nigeria ungovernable?
Exactly.
He said nothing here in China.
For now.
Yeah, he will still come back. But for now, I have to call you people, all of you. You are the cowards. This is the people you are hoping on. If it is the people you are hoping on, you are believing in one Nigeria, and somebody say he will make Nigeria ungovernable, nobody speak about it.
That's correct.
And my brother says Dokubo is fighting for his life. Everybody is threatening him. You people have to wake up. You people have to wake up. Wake up.
Maybe they're in coma.
You have to wake up. Forget about this burger you are eating. You have to wake up. Let us fight this thing once and for all.
Thank you very much. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, this is Mike Dickman coming from Canada.
From Canada, you are a great man.
All,
go ahead.
Yes, first of all, I know you are not call at this time because I understand the protocol. You have to, you know, analyze the news in detail alongside with your guest. But I'm calling at this time because I'm really, really dying for them by what I'm reading. I logged on today and as I was listening, when the news was being read, I thought it was somebody else. I had to go on the website and see this is from Dr. Ejike himself. So this leads me to a set of questions. First, is this man still part of the Council of Elders?
No, this is not Ikedife. This is not Ikedife. He's not the same person, please. This is Ezeife. Of course, Ikedife can't say such nonsense. Ikedife is our deputy leader, not this one. We won't even
who is this one?
He's the former governor of Anambra State under Abacha. Is that correct?
Yes.
Under Abacha. He was the, I think SD, was he SDP? No, the party he was in was SDP, yes. And okay. He was Abacha's governor of Anambra State.
Okay, it's not the one that was...
Not our own.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I was just dying here.
Thank you very much. Not at all. Thank you. Our leaders are intact. They are not like that. They are not political prostitutes. These are people who are spineless and imbecilic in their approach to politics. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. We can hear you. Hello? Go ahead.
Hello?
Maybe he's not hearing us. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. My name is Onyechi Esiogo, calling from London.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Director, I was going to comment about Ezife as well, Dr. Ezife. Basically, what I have noticed, especially people like him, you know, people that are benefiting from Nigeria as a nation, they always oppose our freedom. You know, they always oppose Biafra. You know, I have a friend, his father is one of the top, you know, people in Abuja. And his father's views also is that Nigeria must stand as one. Now you find that all these people that have investments in Nigeria, you know, outside of Igbo land, people that have investments in Abuja, you know, in Lagos and stuff like that, they are always the people that are standing in our way. And I think, you know, what we need to do is to disregard all these people. We need to make sure that we focus on ourselves, you know, focus, because there is no way they are going to, you know, agree with us. There's no way they are going to support us, because they are getting from Nigeria as it is, you know, without regarding about their people that are suffering. So we need to disregard these people and just march on, you know, forward ahead as a nation, as people that believe that the future is better if we are independent, because then our people will benefit more, because these are only few people that are benefiting from Nigeria, and the rest of us are suffering, and we have to come forward and move forward and make sure that we do it for the rest of our people and forget about these other people that are benefiting from Nigeria.
I agree with you, but the thing is, the question remains, what have we, those of us who are believers, what are we doing on a daily basis to make sure that the message of Biafra is...
Like I said, we need to, I always say this, we need to come together. We need to make sure that we support your efforts. And also, not just Radio Biafra, but also all the pro-Biafran groups. You know, you see, as I said, Dokubo is doing this for his people. He's pretty much the only person doing it for Ijo people. I think, you know, Abakata Meyabo Fufu, we can't just have more than 300 pro-Biafran groups doing, you know, different things individually. We need to have Radio Biafra working together with Mazov, Radio Biafra working together with, you know, all those other pro-Biafra groups. If you go on Facebook, there are more than 300 of them. You understand? So we can't just have 200 people like this one, 200 people like that one, 100,000 people like this one. We need to all come together under one platform. And then that's the way we can move forward. People will hear us. As Ray Dokubo is doing it for his people, and we need to make sure that we do that for Biafra as well.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very, very well. We are not against working with people. We are all for it, as long as they are truthful and honest. Yes. Somebody has gone to Barcelona to go and take money from the Catalan freedom fighters, claiming that they are somehow affiliated to the struggle for Biafra, and they use it to open a shop in Spain. We'll give you his name tomorrow. That is what is happening to our people. Thank you very much. With such people, we
can't help others.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are calling from. We are broadcasting from Guangzhou City in China, please.
Hello, good morning from Malaysia. Director, this is Elisha Michael.
Yes, good morning. Go ahead, we are listening. Thank you for calling.
I tried calling yesterday, but I didn't plan calling, but after I had some comments, I decided to call, but I wasn't able to get through. I want to talk respect about the guy that called from from India, if I'm not mistaken, that he's advising that we shouldn't put violence or, you know, fighting in this freedom fighting. You know, the way he was sounding yesterday when he called, he was like, you know, somebody that is scary about fighting. And I want to really let him know that no country in this world has ever, you know, gotten their independence without war. We only fought with the world for 3 years. And Nigeria as a nation is a country. This guy, if he's scared of this Biafran struggle, you know, that he don't want war or whatever, I think we don't need his kind of person. Somebody that will discourage us, because we have gone too far to fail, and we are not going to fail this time. And one major thing I want to correct people, you know, whenever people call Radio Biafra, at this present stage, they thought that the editorial board of Radio Biafra, or you, the director, and every other volunteer team are a broadcaster. I want to let them know that the editorial board of Radio Biafra, if you permit me to say this, are not broadcaster people that study mass communication. The entire people here are freedom fighting. So nobody should complain about, you know, the way we talk or whatever. Until Biafra is restored, the people that study mass communication will take over. We are freedom fighters. So nobody should mistake us for people that study mass communication or ordinary broadcaster. We are here to fight and to restore Biafra. Secondly, I really want to, you know, the problem of our people, we always appreciate other people. Asari Dokobo makes so many comments, people we are like, he said this, but Director Nnamdi Kanu have been saying more than Asari Dokobo. You know one thing, our people don't appreciate what we have. That is why they end up going to all these Yoruba churches and Hausa churches, just because they don't want to appreciate what they have in their house. Even as the Bible said it, the Bible said that a prophet is without honor in his hometown. I know you, Director, you have been saying it even more than Asari himself, but none of our people have even heard from you. We have our radio here as the one you have been saying. So what I'm saying to our people, we should like ourselves, we should appreciate what we have, we should come together and fight for the restoration of Biafra. On this note, I want to welcome all our brothers here in Malaysia, all the Biafran in Malaysia, and I want to use this media to remind them about the Ncheta Ndibo program we are having on the 14th of this month, coming on Saturday, the next few days coming. This Saturday, we'll be having Ncheta Ndibo program to remember our people that died during the war, even those that were massacred during this Boko Haram issues. We want to gather together to honor them. And I want to call them, wherever they are, they should not feel any fear within what is happening here in Malaysia. They should come out in mass. The venue is J.I. Club, Jalan Ipoh, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Once again, the venue is J.I. Club on the 14th of this month, Jalan Ipoh, Kuala Lumpur. That is all I have to say for now. And the other way about the news that is coming to us today, Director, there are times we should, you know, the other guy said it, we should forget about these people that keep discouraging us. You know, these people, these are enemy within. And I believe the second agenda we have is for people like these ones. We are going to wipe them out of the Igbo land. We don't need them. They are even the people that is encouraging the Nigerian people to still stick together. They are the back eggs we have. And the next thing we're going to do is to wipe these people off. And at the same time, I call on all Biafrans to share the same dream. We need like-minded people. This research has been for over 16 years. Let's come together and jointly follow Radio Biafra for the actualization of sovereign state of Biafra. God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. We shall treat what you said in a short while, but let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, my name is Akachukwu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Akachukwu from Malaysia, please go ahead.
Hello?
We are listening. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, please. I want to comment something about what you are saying.
Go ahead.
Brandy, you are trying. But there's something I want to say concerning the Chukwemeka, or what he called himself, that are making those stupid comments. you know, there are something that the one proverb that people we Igbo always said, as we organize this work, there is something I want to comment. You know, the reason why I'm saying this is because when we look at what is happening even in that country, that stupid country, when you go to Anambra, you find out that Anambra people are liking their troublemaker. In all Eastern Zone, the only state that have been winning election 2 times is Anambra, because they have bad men. They have bad people that pretend to be good. Anything I believe that we can do, we need to pray for God to delete those people in our midst. Those people need to be deleted before Biafra will be stand.
That is correct.
And even Biafra stand, those people must be deleted, because we need to delete them, go to trash them, and reformant so that we can stand still. Because even if we stand tomorrow, they will still bring those our name inside. They will still dig hole to bring those our name inside, because they like money. And they cannot stand in one place. They always change. They repent today, and they fall down, they go to heaven tomorrow. They go to heaven the next day to delete all those criminals that will call our Father, that are supposed to stand for us, that are supposed to help us to achieve our goals, that are supposed to help us to achieve our dream. They are the people doing something that, you know, they are seeing our boys, seeing our brothers dying, seeing those people that have been killed. Instead of them to say the truth and stand for the truth, they are now rolling around, finding a place to get something. So, brother, I don't have much to comment, but I'm trying to tell you that the only problem I see in this our organization and this thing we are doing is a number of people. But I know God will touch their hearts. They have good people and they have bad people, and they are people that they like making problems. So, brother, I don't want to say much, but I have to meet them in Katamu. Let them know the truth and stand for the truth.
Yes, thank you.
That's what I'm trying to say. Anambra people, they never stand for one place. Even everything we do, everything in organization, you see them, they cannot lead an organization and stand for it for 2-3 years without problem. They fight in any place they go, they fight, they do many things, problems. Even in Nigeria today, the only state they have been doing election 2 times is only Anambra. The whole Nigerian state. How many states in Nigeria is only Anambra? It's unfair. Last 4 years they did it. Even this 2015, if it's good, they will still do it 2 or 3 times before they can get governor. I don't know. But we should look into it very well, you know? When you are choosing for somebody that will stand for you, even Ojukwu that is from there, they never recognize him. Their brother that fights for Biafra, they never recognize him. Even the state people that recognize him more than Anambra. So I don't know. But I pray that God will see us through, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your kind words. We welcome it. I think is quite resounding. We must go to Barrister Mamezu to ask him what he's made of what he has heard so far. Anambra is the opera of Igboland, number one son of Igboland. We must recognize that is important. And it is our duty as those following them to make sure that they don't misbehave or go astray. Anambra is very strong. That is where Abagana was and was fought decisively, a battle that we defeated Nigeria in. When I meet Yoruba people, I remind them of Abagana. When it was men against men, they ran away from it and cried to Britain, to Russia, and to America to come and help them before they managed to overrun us after 3 years. Anambra is very solid. That is where our leader comes from, His Excellency Dame Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, is from Anambra State. Anambra State houses even great men such as Ike Ife, Ikenga Newi, the deputy chairman of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. There are great people from there. We should not allow the utterances of one or two idiots who are based in Abuja or Lagos to turn our minds away or ask them not to play the role they're supposed to play. Anambra must lead because they are the first son. We hold them responsible, and they have to do it. Isn't it correct?
Yes.
They must be held to account. Barrister Mamezu, you are with us. Barrister, are you with me? No, we don't have him. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning from Guangzhou City in China. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Chinedu Chukwuemeka calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to comment on our so-called our leader, our brother, Ezife, for what he has been mentioning. You see, one thing I want to tell our Biafran's people is that a lot of our people who call them our leaders, some of them will die on the road, because when they will hear that news, Biafra, on that day, on that wonderful day, on that remarkable day, on that joyful day, some of them will collapse and die because they will hear the news and they will shock. And I'm not afraid, and what I'm saying is that I'm missing for their children, because their children is going to face this, all these things, because their father will die, because suddenly when they will hear the news about Biafra, they will die. So all those people, they are evil agents. They are not good people. They are evil, and their evil is too much, because I know that some of them don't like to hear good things, because I know what happened in Israelites. When God promised them to promise land, a lot of people are murmuring, a lot of people are grudging, and some of them die on the road. So that this is how some of us are going to die on the road, because they don't like the news of Biafra. And this Biafra is there, and Biafra will remain forever. So this is what I want to tell every one of us that are listening to me right now. They should never give up. Biafra is real, and Biafra will most surely stand. And those of our enemy must surely die, because we must get to our promised land. Thank you very much, and God bless you. And God continue to bless you and protect you, and God bless all Biafrans. Bye bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken and direct and very sharp. Who else wants to come into the discussions that we are having? The time now is 9 minutes past 3 a.m. in the morning. There is no sleep for us today. As usual, it is 9 minutes past 8 p.m. in London and also in Biafra land. Wherever you are on this planet, that this is Radio Biafra, please endeavor to tell your friends. When we finish our program, you download the podcast, send it to your friends. Make sure you go and get the Radio Biafra app. It's out on Android and on Apple as well. If you have an iPhone, iPad, anything designed or made by Apple, you should and ought to be able to get Radio Biafra app on it. We ask you to please try and avail yourselves of it. It will help. You can listen to us whilst you're on the go. The Windows version is due to come out, and so also the BlackBerry version as well. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay. Yeah, this is... Hello? Yeah, this is Harry. Please help me. Let me withdraw my statement. Let me withdraw my volume so I can talk to you, please.
Okay, go ahead and do that. You are Henry, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia, so I have to make a statement.
And what is your surname? Malaysia is dominating even China. That is unheard of. Please give us your surname.
Okay, I'm Harry. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, no, my name is Henry.
What is your surname? What is your father's name?
Umar, from Enugu State,
that is better. Please go ahead.
Umar, from Enugu State.
He is listening to his own voice.
His surname, he's thinking of it. My happiness is you see them from afar. Once they come, they want to use what kind of tick or style to bump in. But anyway, director, yeah, the main story here we're talking about is my brother who called last before this guy, when he wanted me to call. A call just came from Nigeria and took my line off. I was so upset, and I was cursing my cousin. Well, they can't leave me alone. Anyway, we are talking about the politics and people coming from Anambra who are supposed to be well respected, making a fool of themselves and also letting their own people here down. Majority of Anambra people I know, they are well-meaning people, but you will always find few who will disgrace those who are up to the job and those who will not relent. People like Ucheme for them will always be with you, come rain, come sun, come shine. Where are Amarachi them? We are all with them. People like our elders in Anambra, they all stand with us. But it's unfortunate that all these stupid comments coming from all these guys who are being looked after by the Northerners are the ones making all these bloody statements and giving us something that is unheard of.
instead of them to stand. But what baffles me here, Director, is this. Throughout all this time, Boko Haram has been killing our people in churches and in motorparks and everywhere. They didn't come to make a single comment.
Not one.
And this is making me angry.
Not one comment.
Even a single comment for us to know that there is a doctor, Ikife, whatever his name is. There is no single comment to say that Pastor Mabuense, whatever his name is, to say, oh, these people should please stop killing my people. But now they know that Radio Biafra is on board. They are telling us how Nigeria. Director, I've said this before. Check all the people making all these comments. They are well looked after by the Northerners. They are paying them to come and talk. This is why they always say Igbo people like money. Because they'll give them money to talk rubbish. This is why I said earlier, they will never buy Asare Dokubo. They will never get him. No matter how, because you are coming to his land, take oil from his land, and then you want to give him the same money you got from his. Does it make sense? But our people don't realize this. Some of the Igbo people don't realize that your land is the one producing what the Hausa, Fulani, Katuri, Aras are giving you. It's coming from your land. Can't you realize it? Can't you see it? After 100 years, some people are still talking that we should remain in Nigeria. The Director, if the man was in front of me now, I would have given him a slap regardless of his age.
Don't slap him, please.
Why would people be messing about with our lives? It's like the guy who was talking yesterday. I tried to get him back in. We can talk peace while our people are dying. We talk peace while they are raping our girls. We have to talk peace while our grandmas are being raped. Our land has been overrun with cattle and eating all the yam and cassava we are planted. We have to keep talking peace. Why should we always talk peace when they are killing me? Why?
Ask them. Those that say don't say is a strategy for peace.
It's an act of cowardice. That's what it is.
Strategy for
peace. You are afraid of who you are dealing with, and the person is not even afraid of you. Face fire to fire. We can only die once. You cannot die twice. It's only a coward who die many times before their death. Die once and get out of this bloody world. Why are we afraid? What are we afraid for? Afraid that our next generation will remain as slaves in your land. If we came in Biafra land, then we can trade softly. But in our own land, we'll be sent away. Majority of Biafras are strangers in foreign lands. Picking pineapple and peeling potatoes. Why they have mineral sources that can feed all of us internally. And yet, some people will call in and say, can you trade carefully? Check anybody that speak that way, they are getting some kind of benefit from that bloody Nigeria. Check anybody that phone in and say, please, can you do it this way? And are they not even ashamed to call? Because anybody that came in here with a bloody language, you will be saluted. People will speak to you back. We don't know how many people are listening on this radio station. You will still see people who will condemn you. So if you don't have a good face and if you have no contribution, I will advise you to sleep in your house. If you have to listen, just listen and just take the message. If you don't want to do anything with it, that's fine. If you are joining Radio Biafra in the movement, speak and speak sensibly. Don't come here to confuse. I remember 2 months ago when Director, before you went to America, about 3 months ago, a guy who also called, I think he called from Anambra, saying that he was a veteran. And we're talking about and he only one bullet, he was wounded. He went to hospital. And then he's telling us, let's see how you guys will work again from Anambra. Why should all these few individuals distort the ability of those Anambra people who are working tirelessly to make sure that Biafra is restored? Director, just like you rightly said, write to them to stop deceiving and disturbing your peace wherever you are. All these your men who are taking money from the Northerners and the Hausas, tell them to stop disgracing the 1 million Anambra good people. Please, I'm begging for you, so that they don't destroy your name. Otherwise, they think that every Anambra man or woman is like that. For me, no. Anambra people are very good. 1 million people, I've met them in all walks of life. Why not these few individuals who are making money? Let Nigeria remain so that they will keep Director, they will lose all their houses. Every money they have will be frozen. They will rather go peacefully go to Spain, go and hide in Switzerland and enjoy your money. Because if we come to that place demanding what belongs to us, it will cause further trouble.
And ourselves to pick this call. We don't know what is happening to it, but I'm sure we're going to pick it up later. Let us go and take this one again. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Nando Kano.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Give us your name. Yes, please. Good evening. Your name and where you are. Should I say good morning from here? Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay. My name is Chede Okoro Eze. I'm calling from Denmark, based in Italy.
You're calling from Denmark, based in Italy. You're from Biafra land. One person.
I'm from Imo State.
Uh-huh.
From Italy.
Based in Denmark, but in Italy.
Yeah, I'm based in Italy, but I'm calling from Denmark. I'm in Denmark now.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Barrister, I really appreciate for what you are doing, and God will give you strength to do more.
Thank you. And,
what I want to say about the Biafra is, right from time I started, and I decided to die to make sure that Biafra will come to pass. Biafra will come through.
Yes.
So what I want to say is what the Babangida say today. Babangida is saying that Nigeria has a lot of resources, and they have this and they have that. When was Babangida, when the time Nigerian money was, the signature in Nigerian money was Arabic signature? Where is him? Why didn't he talk about that? The time that they wanted to host Miss World, Miss World in Nigeria, which the Northerners protest about it, and took it out and go and host it in Britain. Why he didn't talk about that? And he's coming now to talking that Nigeria is this, Nigeria is that. My brother, I just want to tell you that I started listening for Radio Biafra, and I have been dreaming to Biafra to come through. And anything that will cost me to make sure that Biafra come to stay, I'll volunteer my life. If I thought I don't have a kid, then maybe my brother, because if I'm in sick bed and where I get here tomorrow, and my brothers get dead, which means my head is smarter.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Thank you very much. Yes.
When call us Mugu, they are seeing us as a Mugu, that we have wife. We're a Mugu wife. That's how we run. So it's their time to run.
That is true. Then they will run. They will run.
We. So, Director, that is the only thing I want to say. And let me reserve my comment for another day.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. We welcome what you're saying.
Yeah.
We like it very much. And continue listening and continue spreading the word. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. And Mr. Evans, Chika Evans on Skype, remain where you are. We are coming to you next. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chidobere Jere. I live here in Doha, Qatar.
You are in Doha, Qatar.
I'm in the States, indigenous.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm in Doha, Qatar.
Go ahead, we are listening. Yes,
yeah,
we're in Doha, Qatar.
Yeah, I'm in the States.
Okay.
Yeah, so please. Yeah, I am calling because I love the program. I love you. Love you people are doing. I love the way you people are fighting for us, and we are in your back. I will promise to work with you people as well. I've been following this up for a long time now. Right from London, they called from London as well. They get back to me. They gave me information. So I pray for Jaffa to stand. I love Jaffa. And I wish and I pray that God will grant us that. And we shall have freedom on our own. So please, my dear people, I don't want you people to listen to all these people that are saying this, that don't want Jaffa to stand. Those people that think maybe their father or their mother have something for them or something, they don't want to support. They don't want to support for this Jaffa to have head. Please don't listen to those people. I want you people to control this program. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So please, I'm in your back. Anything that you take for us to fight and get this Jaffa, please let us know. The kind of suffering that people are suffering, even in different parts of Qatar, in Malaysia, in Saudi Arabia, in Sudan, all over the world, Nigerians are suffering. And people are suffering, all this is Jaffa. And the world that has the world is suffering in Syria.
That is true. And thank you very much. Continue to be upset, because anger will lead us to freedom. Ephraim of the house of Ephraim, to come and participate, to come and be, and to come and dwell in the land that was given to them by God Almighty himself. The caller on Skype, please give us your name once again and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Nandi. Good morning.
Good morning.
The people in over Asia, there, the people from Taiwan, Thailand, I greet all you, the Biafran people. Please, Nando, what I want to say before I continue, I will first of all thank Dr. Barrister Mamezwe.
Yes.
Because he's a great man.
He is a great man. It's an honor to work beside him.
I'm very, very annoyed this evening because I read some news today and compare it with what this man said before, Anioku. We should remain together in Nigeria. Now, please, I want to beg you, if you know anybody who have these people addressed in Nigeria or in abroad here, I'm ready to remove these people from this earth. I'm not playing. If I die today, all my family will not perish because of this race we are fighting. If anybody, the Biafran guy, know where this people is staying, in East or anywhere in Lagos or anywhere in this Europe, I'm coming from Germany, I will go and remove these people. I have registered myself as a Believe Human Rights Initiative in this through online. Please, this is what I can contribute for this race. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is. I think he deserves a round of applause for that, isn't it? Amazing. We have bold men. This is only one. We have them in hundreds. Mbosu, this is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you're calling from. For ourselves, we're in Guangzhou City in China. Hello? Have they run away? We hope they have not run away. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Our eminent coordinator, I thank you. My name is Oscar Chukwuma, calling from Sweden.
Oscar Chukwuma from Sweden, you are welcome to Radio Biafra, and the world is listening to your voice. Please proceed.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank my China people for the great work they are doing, for hosting you in China.
They are wonderful here. Wonderful people.
Wonderful people of China. What I want to comment on this day, on today's news, is that we have the eminent people in Biafran land, in Nigeria, I mean Igbo land. But instead of them to come up and think of way to that we Igbos can move forward, that we can actualize Biafran, they are there coming to say one thing that is not reliable for people to continue. I don't know what they are thinking. Instead of them to stand, that we Igbos, we stand in one, so that we can actualize our freedom, they are there commenting on something that is not relevant. People are dying all over Nigeria. There is no good road. They know that there is no electricity. There is strike in ASU. I called somebody today in Nigeria. She was crying. She finished her education. Is waiting for the study to waiting for the school to open so that she can proceed her education. But she is fed up. Since 5 months, she is at home doing nothing. Education for our grown-up people in Nigeria. This is very bad. And we have people in Igbo land with so much money. Instead of them to look and know how to father their people over there, the young one coming up, the only thing they are sitting there is how to loot money and carry their own their own problem ahead, and to earn money instead of to think of how to achieve the goal of the young ones coming up. And this is very bad. What I suggest is that Nigeria people, I mean the Biafran people, we should forget about these people and move ahead. All these people, they will come when we actualize Biafra, because they are not on our side. And all these people who are not representing us, we don't have to listen to them. The only thing, we have to forge ahead and know how to remove them along the road, because Biafra is where we belong. Please, let us see how we can actualize Biafra, because when we actualize it, you see everything will come accomplished. This I want to thank you, and I want to thank the eminent barrister, Imam Mezio, for his speak. He is a great man. Please, you people should continue the good work you are doing. And I'm also a member of Biafra in Gothenburg here in Sweden. So we are still working hard to see that things are working out from Sweden. So thank you very much. This is what I want to.
NATO.
That is it.
Wonderful. That is the one that stands in Sweden. She is a very strong lady, and we urge everybody. Everybody in Sweden, including our dear sister Ijo, please go and make sure that they help all of you to grow the Biafran presence there, to make it look like China, to make it look like Thailand, and to make it look like Malaysia. These are the templates. If you want to know how to grow your association, you must ask those in the East, and they will tell you. We are waiting for Italy to erupt. Michael Iranya is doing a very good job there. Spain is still the dream, because we have now found out the problem with Spain, that somebody is stealing in the name of Biafra once again, and that is why they have not been coming out. We found him where he's hiding with his small shop, buying and selling as usual. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
brother. Hello, Biafra, we're coming to you live and direct from Guangzhou City in China. Our people are here in their numbers once again. There's something we didn't do today. We didn't go around to introduce each other, did we? No, we must do that now. Our people want to know, who are these people that never sleep? Although I saw one of you sleeping on the couch when I came in. That is cheating. Trying to grab a few minutes sleep before we start. I love all of you so passionately, you do not know. You people are wonderful. Chinese people, the Biafrans here in China, under the very able leadership of Teochukwu Onukwu, have done excellently well. You have done Biafra proud. You have done something that nobody has ever done before, to bring in your own radio station into this country and to be able to broadcast live and uninterrupted to the whole world. Nobody else has ever done this before. It is thanks to all of you. You will now go around one after the other, please, and tell the world, those that made this thing possible, on this very last day, you will give us your name and your village. Some of you don't know where you come from, I'm sure. If you don't know, you ask us and we will tell you. Give us the signpost to say it is close to this place. We will tell you the name of your village. Who has the microphone? Please start from my right or from my left. Anywhere. Your name and where you come from, so that the world may know there are brothers here called Biafrans in China. Your microphone is off. It's off because I can't pick your signal up.
Good morning, my fellow Biafra. And good night, my fellow Biafra, all over the world. My name is Bright Njere from Isalam Banu Local Government, Onoko. Please, I'm here in studio, live and direct. I heard my junior brother call from Doha. I want to assure you that I'm in the studio live, where the radio Biafra is happening alive. I can assure you that this radio Biafra, whether good or bad, we must get Biafra. So my brother, I'm with you, and we are going to achieve this Biafra. It's our promised land. Thank you. That's all I want to say.
Thank you very much. The next person, please, you will give us your name and where you come from.
Hello, fellow Biafra all over the world. Welcome to today's edition. My name is McDonald Amwefulo Kehe. I'm from Uli in Iha local government area, Anambra State, Biafra land. Thank you for listening to us today.
Thank you very much. The next person, please. The world must know. We may cut it out after a short while and come back to you. Please continue.
Hello, people of Biafra. My name is my brother and sister of Biafra. I greet all. I'm in Gwangju, China, broadcasting in Biafra studio about issue of Biafra. I greet all. I thank all of you still with us this hour listening to Radio Biafra. I say may God bless you people. Then I want to add something about our Finnish brother in Nigeria, not in Biafra, called Ezife. The one make me to drop in school. When I was in primary school, primary one, is governor of Anambra State. He owed teachers more than 8 months salary.
That
they didn't teach us anything in the school. Every day when I come out in school, we are just playing. I just changed my mind. I said, how do I stay in this country? Do this. That's why I'm thinking how to travel out and go and find my destination outside. That man is a useless man. He's a useless man. He didn't have a single sense. That's why he's pregnanted his secretary. Make all Anambra boys' children drop at school. Didn't make us to forward our education. Other leaders in other countries, in China here, they are having a free education. We are generating money from main market. Ezife is eating it. We are generating money from head bridge. Ezife is eating it. We are generating money from Bukobos. Ezife is eating it. So that man is useless man. I don't know. I cannot take any advice from that man. He's a useless man. He went to Abuja to go and take envelope and come for the air and talk rubbish. I say may God punish him.
Amen.
I say may God punish him.
Amen.
Let him not come out, because if I get his address, I really, really spend my life to kill him. Because when I see him, I cannot make...
It's understandable. That is how sad and upset people are.
Thank you, people. Continue. We are getting Biafra. Biafra already come. Already come. Thank you, brothers and sisters, wherever you are in the earth.
Thank you very much. Before you go, let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Not paying attention, we cannot take their call. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct, as our dear brother said, from Guangzhou City, here in China, under the watchful eye of Biafrans in China, headed by our dear brother, Teochukwu Onunkwu, and his executive. They have indeed done us proud. We are here to make sure that Biafra is restored in truth and honesty, because we are incorruptible. Radio Biafra is incorruptible. That is why we speak the truth. Have you seen that we don't spare anybody?
Sure.
Nobody is spared. Imenhojo, may God bless you, because you will be buried. Ageliginandu. Ageliginweziogu. The truth. Today, because this man foolishly opened his mouth, we've told the whole world that he impregnated his secretary. Maybe he was owing her salary. And when the girl came to collect her salary, he said, if I don't sleep with you, I will not pay you. Maybe that's how the girl got pregnant. Who knows? Because this man was owing teachers for 8 months. That is why, you see why we need Radio Biafra? Very soon, these men will not speak anymore because they know if they open their mouth to utter any rubbish, Radio Biafra is there and will tear them to pieces. We only want truthful men who will help us in the restoration of our dear country. Anything else is unacceptable. This is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
I'm Chukwuma Ezike, calling from Paris.
Chukwuma Ezike, not Ezife, is that correct?
No, Ezike.
That's better. Please go ahead. We're listening. Please, go ahead.
I want to thank Nand Kano. I also want to thank the whole beer fans in China and also in Malaysia, because I did not talk to you when you were in Malaysia.
Yes.
So I want to
and
comment
also
on
Thailand, and don't miss out Thailand before they start complaining. Yes.
And also Thailand.
Yes.
We have a great beer fans in all these countries.
Yes.
I want to also thank Uche Mefo. He's doing a great job.
Yes.
And what is the girl, the white girl,
Carol
Monde.
Yes.
They are all doing, and Ike Nyago, all Biafrans in China, to continue in their good work. I also want to comment on the issue of broadcast on the 10th. I don't know if somebody was saying about people were afraid. There are people that have, Igbos. I'm from Anambra State.
I love your comment. Stay, since you're from Anambra, stay where you are. We'll put you on hold. Stay where you are, because we love your comment. We must take this call. Stay where you are.
I love you.
Give us your name and where you are. Hello? The caller on the phone. Yes, turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello?
It's from Turkey.
And what is your name?
It's Nnamdi. I'm calling from Turkey.
Nnamdi, I'm here. What is your surname to distinguish between you and me? I'm on Nnamdi as well. What is your surname?
It's Nnamdi Chukwuma.
That is better. Nnamdi Chukwuma. You're calling from Turkey. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Turkey. Nnamdi, I just want to thank you for the good work you have been doing for Biafra.
Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you.
Yes. And I want to thank the team member.
Your line is unstable.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Nnamdi, but your line is unstable. We must return to our brother from Paris, who is from Anambra, before he disappears. Our brother, are you there?
Yes, I'm seeing him.
Please go. You're not from the same village as Ezife, are you?
No, I'm not from the same village. I cannot.
You cannot be. So you cannot come from the same village as him. Please go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. Please go ahead and thank
you. Before I go to what I want to say, please give me little time, because also my wife also want to speak with you.
Go ahead.
My wife is from Kenya. She also want to speak with you. But let me finish what I want to say before I give her the phone. When all these governors in Anambra State, I know the whole world is listening to my voice. All these governors in Anambra State, they believe that once they've ruled people, now he can open his mouth to talk rubbish. People, Biafrans are agitating for their freedom. You also are Biafran, you are discouraging them. Eh? Because you have a shop in Balogun, because you don't want to say things against Yoruba. Then, Obi, that is from Ago, when he was vying for that seat, I know now he's messing up. Or is it in Gige? All of them are useless. Once they get to that seat, they forgot whatever that brought them there. But before coming there, they can swear, I will do this. But when they take out that seat, they change. So I'm trying to tell you, Nand, please, nobody should come up on this phone to discourage you on what you are doing. You are doing a marvelous job. A marvelous, nobody. You, in fact, Asley Dokubo, or whatever he calls his name, is not, you are more than him, but we don't value what we have. You speak for Biafrans. And for that, you will live to see Biafra come.
Amen. Amen.
Believe that Biafra is our identity, not Nigeria. I have a need here in Paris. I contacted Eniago the other day. He posted something on my wall, on my email. I printed it out and went out where people are staying here in Paris. I started sharing flyers to people. People were so happy. People at the same time, they were happy, but they are discouraged. So I try to do more. I have they are going to have meeting on the 29th. I will go back on their meeting and talk to them. We don't need to be all over the world whereby we have our own place. So please keep on your good work. People look, Igbo people, especially from Anambra, they are always afraid of doing something that will make them lose where they get their end of living. Whatever an Anambra man is doing, if you talk of war, Anambra man will not come out, because that war will derive him from what he used to be getting. So if we are moving ahead, we don't throw on them. When they come up, we take them. If they don't come up, we put them in where we put Americans. So please keep your good work. If it's for war, we are ready. If it is for peace, we are ready. Somebody is saying about the Niger Delta belonging to. When we get our Biafra, you see Niger Delta, they will call begging. That is not. There's no doubt about it.
I agree.
For in Soro, like you, the way you normally say, if we don't make our home, how can we expect somebody from Niger Delta to come and support us? We have to make our home. We have to show that we are serious. We are not serious. Igbos are not serious people at all. We are not serious. We only after we are. What do we eat? What do we eat? People are afraid of dying. You have to die. So look, before good things come, somebody must have to waste his life.
That is correct.
We are living in Western world where their fathers have so far died. Now we think we will get Biafra on our platter of good. That is a lie. We have to fight. If Nigeria want peace, at least we know that Nigeria will not want peace. If they don't want peace, we give them whatever they want. If they want war, we give them. Look at Hausa people raping our grandmothers in the village, and people are coming on the air saying we don't want war. You know, there are things we don't need to say on the phone to expose what we are planning. We're not supposed to come up on the air and start saying that we are afraid of war. It means you're giving your enemy an upper hand. We have to, even if we're not going to fight, go for war, but you don't come up on the air and say that we don't want war. If they want war, we give them. If they want peace, we give them. We are intelligent people. We cannot be afraid of Hausa or Yoruba. No. Please, I encourage you on what you are doing. You are a godsend. You are a godsend to help Biafra reach their promised land. You are a godsend. For you to deviate from Waslike, means you are a godsend. Whether people like it or not, whether they believe you or not, me, you don't be before one day you will push me believing on it. It's not about that you deviate the way you deviated. No. That's why I said you are a godsend. Thank you so much. And please let my wife talk for you, talk with you a little bit then before.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes.
Put on.
Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Radio Biafra and you're welcome to the program. Your husband is very passionate about the freedom of his people. And
yeah,
we are very happy that you're supporting him. Please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice. Go ahead.
I'm reading him and I've been reading about Biafras before, and yesterday I was talking to my husband about my country. I'm from Kenya, and how we got our independence, and apparently the Igbos and the Luos are the same. It's in my country also, my our prime minister in the 1960s when he got the independence, Oginga Odinga, he actually stepped down for a Kikuyu, and still now we've never gotten power, and our people are also sidelined just like your people. So I'm really passionate about Biafra, and we listen to you every day. The only thing I'd love to tell Igbos, because I've had a chance to mix with them for some time, and actually they really don't have a good mentality about this Biafra. We tried talking about Biafra to them in Paris, and I was even telling my husband that we can coordinate and become Biafra coordinators in Paris. And one day I went to one shop to buy some. It's like my country, the Luos, we are our own enemies. We don't come together. We like things that are done under the table. But when I hear you speaking, you're really an honest man, and you're really out to fight for it. And freedom fighters do what you do. So I just want to encourage you to do whatever you're doing. And if you need people in Paris, we are here trying to mobilize them, but they really have a bad mentality, but we are really fighting on. So maybe you can call us. I don't know, you can tell us how to go about it. I was even thinking of going to, I don't know, Paris commissioners and to ask them if they believe in Biafra or not. I don't know whether you've done that, but I think it really should come, because I have three children, and I wouldn't want my children to spend the rest of their lives in Europe. But I want, if they go to Africa, they live in a nice place. And the plans you have for Biafra, actually, if you send your child to Africa like that, and you're like, oh yeah, my children are Biafrans, you know, you feel proud. That's why I'm going to stand with you guys. I'm going to stand with my husband. I speak very good French. I'm in a very good position in Paris. So if you need any coordination for Paris, help in French or anything, just call us or let us know. Because I sent a message to Carol Monday, and I told her that we're really trying in Paris. So she sent me back a message and said that she was going to connect us with Biafrans in Paris, but apparently she...
Yes. Hello? Have you lost her?
Really shallow-minded. They don't want to believe in... Hello?
Yes, yes, go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead, go ahead. We lost you temporarily.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
I want to talk to Igbos in Paris too, and tell them about Biafra, and they should really come out. They should, because if we talk to them, my husband and I, we take a lot of time over the weekend to go around preaching Biafra, and we talk to them, and they're like, oh, nah, leave that alone. Nah, it will not work. You know, they try to discourage us, but we don't care.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Isn't it very ironic? Isn't it very, very ironic that a Kenyan woman married to a Biafran wants her children to grow up in Biafra land? Have we heard
Yes.
A Kenyan woman. You have Igbo women married to Igbo men. They want their children to be Americans. Do you understand? Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
A Kenyan woman. Listen, I will say this again. A Kenyan woman married to a Biafran man wants her children to be known as Biafrans. Isn't that what she said? Am I making things up? That's what she said now. And she said she wants her children to grow up in Biafra. But you have you have somebody who is Igbo, Igbo woman, married to an Igbo man, their children are Americans. Oh, Lord in heaven. This is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you're coming from. As for us, we are in Guangzhou City in China.
Hello, Mr. Nandi.
Yes.
I am Biafra. You will give us your name.
Turn your system down, please. We are listening to you. There is a voice, there's a time delay from our voice getting to you. Turn your system down and speak to us via Skype, please, if you may. Do you see the problem we're having? No, they until they finish listening to the instructions. Yes, now you can speak. Yes, go ahead. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, Mr. Nandi, good morning in China. Good evening here in London.
Thank you very much. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. Turn it down.
Yes.
I want him to speak, but his system is not doing the business for us. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, hello. My name is Solita Jara from Liberia, but I live in Senegal.
Yes, please, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead and speak. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, sir. I'm so happy for us to get back the Biafra. And I'm so
angry again. Since today I have no eaten because I'm angry that people are telling that Nigerians should go back together. Why they are talking about? Because I am so angry. I'm speaking. My soul left the Enugu. I'm fighting for Bukwan land. I'm not happy. I don't want to hear anybody to say that they want for Nigerians to go back together or Biafra to join together with Nigeria. I don't want to hear that because I want to live in Enugu all my life. So tonight. So I'm so happy for us to get Biafra land back. And that that person that said that I don't want to know if like Anambra government in the state or Anambra government, I don't want to know him. I don't want to know him. Well, how you have been doing it? How you love somebody? You are pitying somebody, you are doing somebody. Because Biafra people has died. I'm not happy. I'm crying in my heart. If you say no, somebody said I should go in America to live, I will not do it. I will be happy to go live on Biafra land than to go to Europe or US anywhere. So I'm so happy. I'm happy. I know that we'll get Biafra land by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Isn't it? It's astonishing. This one's from Liberia. Other women want, you know, I said it yesterday, that nature abhors vacuum. If our women leave our land and run away, other women will come and take possession of it. Isn't that what I said yesterday? You have other people clamoring to go back to where they come from. Those of them in America are behaving like a bunch of nincompoops. You will continue to go around to introduce yourselves, please. Continue to go around to do so. Round, please, go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My name is Shukuma Olisa. I'm from Imo State, Osun local government in Awidemiri.
Good afternoon, good evening. My name is Uche Steven Anya. I hail from Okpo Ihechioa in Aruchuku, LGA, Abia State. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Please, go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Okezie Okunta from Enugu State, Ezeagu local government area. I here to comment about Biafra because of my brothers from Imo State, from Enugu State, from Anambra State, from Abia State. I here to comment everybody to have one mind together to fight to have Biafra.
Thank you. Hello, good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. My name once again is Chidi Ekayamu. I hail from Omochema Umuduru and East local government area in the state. I enjoy it to stay tuned as you continue listening to the program. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafran. Good evening. Good morning. My name once again is Mr. Patrick Ezendoka from Omuchu, Agatana Government Area, Anambra State, in Biafra land. I welcome you to enjoy this program, this wonderful program, which is going to end today. I say that God bless you as you listen to our program. Thank you.
Good morning.
How are you doing? And good morning, people of Biafra. My name is Sunday Uzuku. I'm from Imo State, Atulu, Satira Zone, in Otulu. Please, I want to make my comment here about what my brothers are contributing. You know, we all know that the objective in every matter is truth, and we are here to say the truth. Someone is commenting that he wants one Nigeria. And when, you know, in the umbrella that someone as a president can raise up his hands and tell Nigeria people that if Nigeria people did not vote for him in 2015, that every average of Nigeria should be expecting sharing blood. President, and you know, nobody to say shut up because it's a bad comment. The average of Nigeria is to be expecting sharing blood, and since then up to now, Nigeria has been expecting that and be seeing that also. and the somebody are looking at him and looking and seeing, you know, he's so much more flawed in Nigeria people. You know, I'm only trying to encourage Nigeria, particularly in Biafra, that in anybody that I recommend himself as a Biafra must surely prehend that Biafra is not a business of maybe one particular zone. If it's just called Alhambra, Imo State or whatever. I want everybody to be aware and to know that anything about Biafra must surely come to pass. And to come to pass is that, in essence of, you know, because what written to Bible must surely came to pass. Bible made us to understand, John 10, chapter 10, he said that since he came in of John's baptism, that the kingdom of God suffered in violence and he took by violence. So anything about Biafra, that every average of Biafra should be expecting, either taking by violence or
take this call. You will say something in a minute. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting live and direct to the whole world from Guangzhou City in China.
Hello, good, wonderful people of Biafra. Here is Dr. Wilson from Heathrow side in London. I'm representing the people of Akwihead, Mary South, in Biafra land. My brothers from China, I thank you people. I thank you people. In fact, even on our boy here, in fact, I thank you people. Well, now I will go straight to the point. My point goes to this ancient he goat, whatever he call his name, whatever is a Narosi or whatever, may call him native doctor or whatever. I'm saying it again. Those men, they are political cowards. He has collected his own, come and made his own comment or whatever. His slave master have pushed him out to come and speak on behalf of them. But I'm saying this again. I'm warning every Igbo man, those that will draw us back. Hello?
We are listening attentively.
Yeah. Okay. Secondly, sometimes I keep wondering our women, in fact, most of the problem we are having are our women. Our women, the atrocity they are committing mostly, is even on she carry all she can do, she carry and kao. A woman can bend down and bear a child and sold his child. A woman will organize that a woman will deliver a child that she will sold. Our women, what they are committing, what they are committing is even more than the men. It is too much. Again, I'm going again for Asiri Dokubo, our brother. In fact, sometimes I keep on asking myself, if I didn't understand his English sometimes, may you people correct me. Is he going for one Nigeria or is he going to for people of a job to stand? I don't understand his English. If he wants a job people, let him stand for a job people and forget anything about Nigeria election. If you rule now for 4 years, next 4 years, what are you going to say? Is it one Nigeria or are you going to fight for Biafra or a job people? In fact, my people, let us rise up. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Time shall come. Those that are putting Igbos in the calamity we are, in the situation we are, one day I don't have to talk to her one by one and our people see her. I have said it before. Uwazwi came need to be king. These men, one day, their home will be raised with fire. One day, they will die, and they will die. And they will die. Their generation must be died. I'm saying this. Everybody watch. Time shall come. There was a time we had people like, what did they call them? Bakasi or whatever. It's true, most of this group they form in Ebola and sometimes they use crime to spoil off of them. But I know one day people will rise, start killing the one by those bad men, those evil men that we have in Ebola and putting us in the situation we are. One day people will rise up, keep on killing them one by one. But I will hold my talk here. Mandekano, I so much thank you. I told you before, God speaks through you. You are not the one talking. There is something in you speaking. I'm saying this thing. People may think maybe I'm just talking just to pin the story or whatever. I'm saying it.
Thank you very much.
Not if I know my Anambra people, they have problem. They have problem. But others, some of them that have been injected by the virus from Anambra, my Anambra people, some of them in Imo State or whatever and whatever. They are many. But one day, Adana Grant, ATS Agram, one by one. They will die, and Biafra will stand. They will stand and see, but then they are in exile. They will be in exile. Forget them and no border, on the Canada border, no soda, whatever. Time shall come. Tell them, man, they can tell them on the line. Make them be careful. If I jam them in a Heathrow airport, there we have problem with them. I've been fighting some of them. I'll wait them at the Heathrow airport because I'll always be there. Unless they will take Gatwick or maybe Stanford or whatever. One day I will jam some of them. And, I will drag her that in fear down. I'm telling you, watch out. It will happen. Well, Let us watch. You will hear news one day. Let all of them be very, very careful what they are doing. Let them be very, very careful. Thank you, Nandekano. God bless you.
Thank you very much. We shall continue. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Nnamdi Onwumere. Calling from Austria.
Nnamdi Onwumere. For calling from Austria.
Yeah, please from Anambra.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know what to say, but I'm very angry for what I've been hearing, you know, from Dr. Ezife. He said, old cow, you know, those people, they are people they have been using for a long time. Nigerian government have been using them for a long time to disorganize Biafran, to disorganize evils. He have collected his own money. That is why he can come out and start speaking like this with his white beard. He's deceiving all of us for a long time, but now we know that their own time have been coming to an end. We know that, you know. But all I'm trying to tell you is that, please, Nnamdi, just keep on doing the nice work you have been doing and keep on trying to unite our people. It's very nice thing you have been doing. In fact, you are God sent to our people, especially this moment. Many things are happening in Igbo land. It has been starting happening for a long time. It has been happening for a long time. But nobody know, nobody have been worried, thinking where the solution will come. But the moment I hear that you are, I know that you are on the online because I've been playing Radio Biafra since 2009, you know. But later I lost the contact, you know. Later I come across it again, you know. I'm very happy. And you're always in my prayer. Every day, every night, you're always in my prayer.
Thank you.
Please, I just encourage you, just keep on doing the nice work. Don't mind those useless politicians. Their own time is coming. Their own time is already. They know that is why they are. But they will run away from Biafra land. They will not stay. They will not leave.
They will not stay.
They will run away when the time comes.
They will.
They know.
But and that time is
we there. Are only telling you, just keep on doing the work. We are behind you. I know it's difficult for our people here. You know, I've been trying all my possible best to organize our people here, but it's really difficult.
Some of
them are afraid.
Just get them to listen to Radio Biafra. That is all you need to do, my dear brother and my namesake Nnamdi. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. God shall bless each and every one of us. The caller on Skype, you will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Bron Nnamdi.
Good morning from China.
Gloria Maka Okolie, calling from Spain.
From Spain. Thank you very much for calling. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Well, I just want to comment on Mr. Ezife or what is his name.
Yes.
All those people are not helping matter. Why can't them come go home, hold meeting and speak one voice. Why are they dragging back? I think it's high time people will start eliminating all those people because they are not helping matter. They are the forces that destroy the vine.
Yes.
Those people are not helping matter at all. And like all those people, like those people in America, I think it's high time kidnappers should start marking them. Anybody that come that come down from America, they should kidnap them because those people also are not helping matter. So myself, I am using this opportunity to take kidnappers in Nigeria. If you see any American man, kidnap the person. Any Biafran person that come down from America, kidnap the person. They have the money. They don't want to help you people. They are the one causing your pains.
That is true. I agree with you completely.
Because they are the one. They are the one causing our work. They don't want to help because they like a ready-made.
Yes.
The ready-made food, fast food, they like it. So those people at home now that are suffering, that are engaging themselves in one crime or the other, they are the people holding their progress. Because if America should stand up and support Biafra now, everybody will be thinking of going home to do something, at least to create a job for them, for school and every other help. Versus they are not helping matter. Kidnappers should mark those people that are living in America. If they can't reach them, they should kidnap their mother or their father because they have the money so that they can spend it in the other way around. If it is there, if kidnappers kidnap them, they will not pay tithes to kidnappers since they don't want to pay to the Radio Biafra. I think it's high time.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. We don't wish them any ill at all. We want them to stay and see what we're going to do. There was something our sister said which is very interesting. She used the word ready-made. They want already-made. They are living in a country that was built by people. Already-made country. Of course, admittedly, there were Igbo people around Virginia that built America. We had engineers that built the engine called the Ikenga. These were built by African-Americans who were captured and taken to the Americans and enslaved, to the Americas and enslaved. Yes, it is true that some of our people went and developed America, even Chicago, as we were told. But there is something quite poignant about... What? It's not ready-made. There's a name for it in Igbo language. No. So you don't know what is ready-made in Igbo language? Is a derisory word. You have to go and a tailor will measure you and sew trousers for you and your brother. No. There is something you call ready-made. When you go, when your parents make the mistake of going to buy you ready-made on Christmas or Christmas... No. It's not Igbo language. It's an assignment for all of you to do. But anyway, I'll put you out of your misery because you're coming to the end of the program. It's called Atronyeduo. That is the name of it. Atronye. Onyeka Atronyeduo. Because you're supposed to be there. They measure you and they cut this cloth according to your size. People go to the America and they relax. Without shame and without honor. I want people to write this word down because it's missing. Two words that defines any civilized being. One is glory. G-L-O-R-Y. We name our daughters that. Go and find out the meaning of glory. You find out the meaning of honor. If you have those two things, Nigeria will fall. Honor and glory. F again in Biafra. Your names, as long as man lives on this earth, you'll be remembered. You think that what you're doing is minor in China. You come to meetings. You deny yourself sleep. You contribute to help Radio Biafra. You think it's nothing. It's something. It's huge. Because of your help, that is why we are on air broadcasting. Because of those that support Radio Biafra. You know, one thing I find astonishing is this. Our people, some of them, I'm sorry to say, they have lost sense of value and of worth. Do you know that Igbo men don't know the meaning of media? You know that?
Yes.
You know they don't know the meaning of media?
Yes.
Igbo men do not understand, including those in America, they don't know the meaning of media. The meaning of the word media. but they watch CNN. Oh, why haven't you people come out on CNN? Who built CNN? Did CNN fall from heaven? It was built by, is it Ted Turner that built CNN? We had one at Obosi. Minaj. Did you have Minaj? At Obosi. All these criminals, they let Minaj close down. They allowed Minaj to close. I wept the day Minaj closed. But look at AIT. AIT was running at a loss for over 10 years. Because it's media. Media doesn't make immediate profit. It will run at a loss for some time before the profit starts coming. Obasanjo and every rich Yoruba man and woman supported AIT. Look at, as they accused Margaret Thatcher once, you know the price of everything and the value of nothing. Because we don't understand. Please give us your name, my dear brother, and where you come from. The world is listening.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening for some people. Once again, my name is Chukwuche Wazie. I'm from Ezeala-Ihete, Ezeala-Ihete, MBC. Please, we are broadcasting in Gwanzo here live. The only word I have to tell for my Igbo, for my fellow Biafra Francis, we have to be together, not have the love, peace and unity, unite together. This is the only opportunity we have to unite together and achieve our goal. This is the only opportunity we have to be together. And I strongly believe that God must surely grant us our heart desire in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, and amen. Do we have anybody left? Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwujude Elemo. I'm from Umucheke Autonomous in Imo State, Biafra land.
Umucheke, what is it before? Umucheke must be something before.
Umubom.
Which is in, is it Mbano?
No, Idato South.
Idato, from Idato. Please go ahead.
Please, I have a comment to make concerning the man answered the native doctor, what is called his name?
Native doctor.
But I don't care, but I know him with a native doctor. He said Nigeria is a great fine. Great with what? Over a month plus now, there is no intent to increase their salary. And nobody wants to listen to them. A councillor will receive a very big money in salary. Also, local government chairman, governors. How about those lecturers? Are they free? Let them do something concerning the man. Somebody come out to talk that Nigerians are great. I have mercy for you. Maybe you are making a very big mistake. Go and ask your mother where you come from. He's the only person who will tell you the truth where you come from. I believe you are not from Igbo land. Coward is better than you. Sorry to use that word. You are a fool. Bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Our program is about to come to an end, and we'll do the honor. Today it is not Barrister Mamezu, as much as I love to hear his voice and what he has to say, because he's an intelligent man. I love Barrister Mamezu. I am not gay, in case people are wondering. I just happen to love him because he's an intelligent man, extremely intelligent. Please. Our leader is here, our coordinator in China is here, who has made it possible for this very wonderful series of programs to have taken place here. You will bring this program to an end. You will acknowledge every listener in every country on this earth who has made this a success. You will also please.
To you all, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Radio Biafra, live here in Guangzhou, China. Today, we are bringing the program at an end, but he will soon come back to visit us again. I want to speak to the Biafrans in China. Let me use the language you understand. Because omunem nona China, ihe basalo no, we hide we follow to tuweta, we suna Radio Biafra, ya Bia China. Ụfọdụ n'ime unu oge ha nọ US kwuru na ọdịghọ possible Radio Biafra nọ US wee broadcast ya. Na ha nọkwa London wee na-asị na ha nọ US. So anyị wee sị na anyị ga-ebute ha ebe a ka ụnụ fụ na ihe na-aga na ijemigo. But I was in surprise na ha bịara China. So many of them na-adoubt ya apụtanwụ. Wee bịa fụ Radio Biafra a na-ekwu maka ya. ọ pụtara na mama's kitchen ịgwa anyị okwu ọnụ n'ala ndị o nwere onye pụtara nụ that very day ụfọdụ n'ime unu still say they are criminals ha na-abụ criminal wee lọchị alaga app ha na-abụ criminal wee lọ na-eje court ha na-abụ criminals wee na-agbanwe onwe gị na-ekwu ihe ole ka itinyegoro eliri mụ ego ọnwụ na-akọntributọ a na-eme ya announce on air olulu ego ni ego eji wee lọnch app olulu ego eji wee lejista ya na ngo ihe a bụ ajụjụ ya jụọ onwe gị biko ihe nnachi ịgwa gị ọwụ agbaghazi n'okwu a pụta ka ifight ya for biafra biafra bụ nke anyị nọọ ihe anyị chọrọ from today any day ịnụ na inwe meeting join ụmụnne gị na ọ bụ ezigbote ihe ihere na ledio biafra bịa china ịpụta ịnọdị na azụ na-asị nọọ ndochi nọọ ndochi bet iprove ya enweghị m okwu ọzọ mma agwa gị pụta ka ifight ya biafra Wonderful listeners, I thank you for a day like this. I thank you for today's program, all your contributions. All the coordinators in the whole world, I thank you. You all are great people. I thank you for a wonderful work. My sister Rita and the Borg in Nigeria, I thank you so much. You are doing well. Ikechukwu Enyiagu, and also our brothers in Philippines. Radio Biafra is coming soon to see you people. Thank you all. May God bless you.
Thank you. Reminding people of what the former Prime Minister of Britain said, because I am a keen observer of international politics. He was debating with John Major. He wanted to unseat as the Prime Minister. Unemployment was very high in the UK. Very, very high. And the debate in the House of Commons was, how much do we spend on the unemployed? How do we get them to leave unemployment and become meaningfully employed? In other words, how do we deploy Keynesian economics? How do we stimulate the economy? It is then called quantitative easing. You pump money into the economy to allow people to build factories and industries, to stimulate the economy, to basically make people demand to buy goods. This may sound like French to the likes of Azifa because they don't understand the rudimentary aspects of economics. As I told you, we are learned people, highly educated, we must tell you. Tony Blair asked John Major, respond. John Major got up to ask a question and said, all these plans you have, can you tell me the cost of unemployment? Do you know what somebody goes through when they are unemployed? Both in terms of spiritual, mental, physical, and self-worth. People don't know the meaning of Radio Biafra because they don't, to them, they do buying and selling. You don't blame them. Agwaramunu is in Afia. Buying and selling is not good, with due respect. As my friend Tabu Masebu will say, he said that some people have sold so much consumer goods that their own brain has been consumed in the process. That is why they don't understand the meaning of media. That is why they sat down and Yoruba people shaped their understanding of their own culture. Why do you think today you do Ashebi? When you do your christening, you do Ashebi. If you go to get married, you do Ashebi. Did you get up one morning and start doing Ashebi? Because the dominant culture in that country is the one espoused by those that control the media, Yoruba people. So you copy them. But men that claim they're educated don't know this. Women that claim they went to school don't know these things. Why is English dominant in the world? A country of less than 40 million people, England. English is the most widely spoken language in the world. Because BBC came out before everybody else, media. Our people don't understand the meaning of media, and who can blame them? Most of them are ill-educated. They don't understand. That is why somebody can get up and say, I don't believe them, I don't trust them, they are bad. You ask him, can you set up a radio station? If what we are doing is peanuts, penny, penny, alpha, alpha, do you think they wouldn't have done it by now? If Ojo Zokalu is rich, that is to tell you how wealthy we are. They could have done this long time ago, but they can't do it because it's expensive. They cannot do it. So please, we thank you for joining us, wherever you are in the world. But before I close conclusively, You know our women, what they are like. Chidera has something to say to our people, which she must say. Please, Chidera, go ahead.
Hello, people of Biafra. Thank you for listening to this very program. This was a very, very wonderful edition. I'm so proud of the lady that called in from France. She's a very bold woman. And those are the people, just like you said, since our people are not doing what they're supposed to do and nature abhors vacancy, maybe those are the people that will go get Biafra for it. She's very bold, and I can tell that she really loves her husband. So those are the people that we need to encourage to join the struggle. Also, I'm very proud of the Chinese people. I always say that all the time, that I envy people in those Asian countries, China, Thailand, and Malaysia. I wish the people in America are going to be like that. It's rather unfortunate that people here are still sleeping. But I'm still hoping, I haven't lost hope yet, that they're going to rise up someday before the end of this year. The China people were very wonderful, and I'm thanking them for hosting Radio Biafra. And by God's grace, this time tomorrow, you'll be broadcasting from Philippines. Thank you all for listening. God bless you all. And most importantly, God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very much. We must continue to proclaim why we are here. We must continue to announce to humanity the reason why we exist. Because some of us, we are born not to be very wealthy, not to be rich, not to be famous, but that we may serve Biafra. I count myself lucky. I count Barrister Mamezi Uche Mefonwada, Manachi Okpara, Dr. Egemba, Carol Monday, Chikune Ebunyeze Ekpa, and our indomitable barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, for the unique privilege they have given to all of us to be able to recognize and to serve Biafra in truth and honesty. And lastly, to the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, men of honor and integrity, who will continue to support our very effort as we march forward to restore what God previously gave to us. On that note, we must caution very decisively that Nigeria is in for a rude awakening, and God will bear me witness that country will fall. Nigeria will fall. If the Yorubas want to get into bed with the Hausas, that is their business. But as long as there is God in heaven and night precedes day, our effort to restore our dignity, our effort to restore our glory is unrelenting. We cannot stop. Even if I wake up in the morning and I look around me, there is nobody around, I will fight. My son will fight. He's only 11 years old, but he will fight. Because there is nothing greater on this earth than honor and your dignity as a human being. At next week here in China, next week Saturday, not this one. What is the date of next week Saturday? Somebody needs to give us the date precisely. We need the date for next week Saturday. Please check your mobile phones. I didn't ask you to turn them on or put it on this thing, please. Give us the date for next week Saturday. Because Biafrans will be meeting here at Mama's Kitchen. What is the date? 21. On the 21st. On the 21st. Saturday the 21st at Mama's Kitchen, where I have addressed you people two times. There will be a meeting for Biafrans in China. In each country you are, that is your name. You are Biafrans in that area. If you are in Sweden, you are Biafrans in Sweden. If you are in Morocco, you are Biafrans in Morocco. We don't attach any label or name to ourselves to distinguish us, because everybody is welcome. Regardless of the group you're in, you are welcome to participate in our programming. Radio Biafra is yours. We thank God in heaven for making it possible for us to be here, without whom nothing on this earth will work. Our ancestors worshipped him in truth and honestly, and so shall we. We proclaim very loudly that this Biafra is our religion. Radio Biafra is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. 4:30 is the time of the meeting. 4:30 in the evening is the time of the meeting at Mama's Kitchen on Saturday the 21st of September. God will bless each and every one of you. God will bless your families. For those that have blessed Biafra through Radio Biafra, God will bless all of you one after the other. Our transmitter is coming. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.